California agriculture lost a legend, and Valley students, from kindergarten to graduate school, lost one of their best friends when Marvin Allen Myers died 2 weeks ago at 85. He was a farmer, philanthropist, and innovator who transformed 2,600 acres west of Mendota into California's first privately funded water bank, restored wetlands, and a real-world classroom. Call him an educator, too. Myers shirked the spotlight but was generous with his time, treasure, and encouraging words. The last time I saw him was about 2 years ago at the groundbreaking for the $7.5 million Career Technical Education Charter School in Southeast Fresno. This is an opportunity for kids to learn, get hands-on experience and get a trade, Myers told me that day. When Jim Iovino told me about what he was trying to do, I had to support it. Though the fact wasn't revealed at the event, Myers and his wife, Dish, whom he met on a blind date in 1970, enabled the cutting-edge CTE school to move forward by donating $1 million. Iovino is the Fresno County Superintendent of Schools. He recalled a conversation with Myers when the school was in the planning stages. He told me, "I want it to be right for kids. I don't want anything to stand in the way of kids getting what they need." Though the Myers family has donated to education at every level, Marvin was especially passionate about Fresno State, his alma mater. "Oh, Lord, he loved his Bulldogs," Iovino says. Myers closely followed and supported Fresno State sports teams and, in 2013, the university opened the $6 million Myers Family Medicine Center. The center provides student-athletes with preventative medicine, nutritional counseling, physician examinations, injury treatment, on-site x-rays, and rehabilitation services. "I join the Myers family and numerous people at Fresno State in mourning the loss of Marvin Myers. Marvin was a dear friend to Mary and me and a visionary agricultural leader who was passionate about all things Fresno State," Fresno State President Joseph I. Castro said in a statement. "He was instrumental in resurrecting the Fresno State student livestock judging team by being the first donor to support this effort. Because of his commitment to the program and its students, our team was renamed the Myers Livestock Judging Team in his honor. His bulldog spirit was legendary and he cared so deeply for our student athletes that he and his family were the generous lead donors for the Myers Family Sports Medicine Center. Marvin truly was, and will always be, a top dog." To say that Myers lived an interesting life is an understatement. Born in Los Angeles, he headed to Fresno State after junior college, Myers said, "because I wanted to get out of the LA area and pursue my degree in agriculture." After graduating from Fresno State with a degree in animal science, he was drafted by the Army in 1957. En route to a unit in South Korea, he literally was pulled off the boat and, because of his schooling, sent to Walter Reed Hospital, where he worked with chimpanzees for the U.S. space program. Later, the Army shipped him to the Nevada Proving Grounds to participate in radiation studies. Talking about an experiment in which a space capsule broke apart but the chimp inside survived after the fall was softened by landing in a tree, Myers begged the commanding officer not to kill the chimp as part of a study on gravitational effects. "Sir, you can't kill this monkey," Myers told him. "Did you know of any other living creature that fell 110,000 feet and lived?" As Myers told it, after 2 weeks of his pleadings, "I got them not to kill it and they put it in the Washington Zoo." His first job after his Army discharge? Helping build the first chairlift at China Peak. He later worked for Swift & Company Meat Packers in St. Louis. "There," he said, "I learned how to buy land." That training would prove beneficial in helping Myers purchase Westside land for his farming operation, which was partially financed by the sale of his business, Myers Ag Chem. Ryan Jacobson, CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau, says that Myers definitely was a visionary on water. He not only saw what was coming decades before other people did, he acted on it. That action produced the Myers Water Bank, the first of its kind in California. "Most people would have given up on it, but he stuck with it, and his family is better off for it," says Jacobson. The water bank and wetlands restoration projects benefited students from throughout the state. Thousands visited every year free of charge and received an education in water, farming, and wildlife. "It's not just a field trip," Myers said. "It's a learning experience. That's what I get excited about." Iovino recounts the day a busload of students from Fresno was visiting the water bank. They knew next to nothing about life on a farm. When word came that a calf was about to be born a few miles away, he stopped everything, directed the students back on the bus, and they headed to the berth. He was just so excited that the kids were there to see it, Jovino said. To see life unfold before their eyes. Meyer's generosity and enthusiasm for lifting up the valley touched many. Having obtained the rank of Eagle Scout in his youth, he maintained a lifelong connection to the Boy Scouts and Girl Scout, including support of the Scout Island Education Center on the San Joaquin River. He donated to Valley Children's Hospital, Valley PBS, and other nonprofits. In addition to serving as president of the San Luis Water District, he was a member of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's Ag Advisory Commission. Marvin was a legend not just of the Valley but throughout the state, Jacobson says. Jovino describes Myers as one of the last of a generation our community is going to miss. Said Jovino, when somebody shakes your hand and says I'm going to do this. That was Marvin. It's hard to find people like that. Myers is survived by his wife, Tish Myers, his children, Greg Myers, Brooke Hamilton, and her husband Brooke, Cheryl Reinhardt and her husband Gary, grandchildren, Trevor Myers, Sierra Myers, Mackenzie Myers, Ryan Hamilton, Grant Hamilton, and Jessica Rubin, his sister, Linda Clayton, and her husband Jeff and their three children. A private family service was held. Remembrances may be made to the Valley Children's Survivor Program, Valley Animal Center, or Assistance League of Fresno.